Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Temperatures in Seattle will reach into the mid-80s today, as they will in many other places. There will be air conditioning in office spaces, but not at the architecture firm Weber Thompson. 10 years ago, the company built their new headquarters in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood without air conditioning to prove it could be done. And now they use about half the electricity of a traditional office building. Joshua McNichols from member station KUOW went to see if they stay cool.
It's 85 degrees outside, and inside Weber Thompson's glass and steel building, it's 78 degrees. I notice you're sweating a little bit. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I did walk back briskly from a lunch about 3/4 of a mile away to get here in time for this. So that's really why I've got the glow going.
Kristen Scott is a partner at Weber Thompson, and she's fine with talking about her glow because she believes air conditioning tends to cut you off from the outside world.
You forget how hardwired humans are, I think, to really enjoy the natural environment and how much respite you take from being connected to nature, even when you're in an urban environment like a city. Those opportunities become really precious.
Connecting with nature means making some compromises. Like, this office has a casual dress code. People here wear shorts. Some even wear flip-flops. But you can't just take a regular modern office and remove the AC. I mean, this building was designed to stay naturally cool from its very inception. The office is shaped like a donut, with a courtyard at the center, lined with windows you can open.
And then the perimeter of the building has other operable windows.
When you open the windows on both sides, the courtyard becomes what's called a thermal chimney. It sucks up air and pushes it into the sky. That draws a breeze across the office, and it all happens naturally, without power.
It's really like being under the shade of a big tree outside, and you've got this gentle breeze washing over you. So yes, it's warm, but it's comfortable because there's air movement.
This 4-story building was built to show off these features. The workers here are totally into it, but selling it to others has not been easy.
I guess I have to say that we have not succeeded in having another project without air conditioning. And that's mainly, I think, because while we're very focused on sustainable design, and the new projects are also, they're larger buildings.
Meaning the office spaces are wider, which makes it harder to draw breezes across them. Also, you can't do this without the central courtyard. Most developers aren't interested or able to leave a chunk of unrentable space in the middle of their building. Climate change may be another factor. When the firm ran temperature simulations before this office was built, they estimated the office would be truly too hot for human comfort about 20 hours a year. Now, that's climbed to around 30 hours a year. One day last year, the outside temperature reached almost 100 degrees. So the firm set up a kiddie pool in the courtyard, and everybody got a popsicle. For Here and Now, I'm Joshua McNichols in Seattle.
I love a story that ends with, "And everybody got a popsicle."